This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is William Blake. Blake was born in London, England, on November 28, 1757. He attended school until the age of 10, and after he dropped out, he became interested in engraving. Seeing his talent, his parents enrolled him in a drawing school, where he became an apprentice. In October 1779, Blake entered the Royal Academy of Arts. It was here that his talent for drawing and painting became even more apparent. It was also during this time that he began to read and write poetry. In fact, he became friends with the early feminist Mary Wollstonecraft, mother of Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, as well as Thomas Paine and William Wordsworth. He married Catherine Boucher in 1782, and they remained together for nearly five decades. He was cautious about organized religion, and he was known as a dissenter. He was also deeply opposed to slavery. From a young age, Blake claimed to have visions of angels walking among the living. He professed to see these visions throughout his entire adult life, and as he divided his time between writing and painting, these visions were often placed into his art. Today, he is recognized as both a talented artist and writer. His literary works include Songs of Innocence, Songs of Experience, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, and Jerusalem, to name but a few. His works have deeply influenced a number of writers and artists, including such 20th century artists as the Beat Poets, Bob Dylan, and Jim Morrison. Blake died in London, a city that he loved, on August 12, 1827. Today's poem is The Tiger. It was written in 1794, at a period of time when the British Empire was solidifying its hold on colonies all across the world. The English were fascinated by anything to do with India. This includes not just the culture of the place, but also the plants and animals of the land. For Blake, the tiger was particularly captivating. If God was responsible for the creation of every living thing, how could he have created such a beautiful killing machine? The tiger, for Blake, raises some very uncomfortable questions about the benevolence of God. Can God be all-caring and all-loving if he is able to create a predator like the tiger? This is The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp, dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.